Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
It's a chilly, overcast day at the Randolph Community Tennis Courts, and the spectacle unfolding before me is a sight to behold. Two teams of three players, all on bicycles, are furiously dashing back and forth on the hard court surface with mallets in one hand, bike handlebars in the other, and the sheer force of will at their backs. This is bike polo, and today's event is the coveted 10th annual Turducken, a local version of a now nationally played sport that has roots in Portland, New York, and Richmond.
It seemed like a fun game. It was a team sport. It was on your bikes.
That's Sean McCormick. He's a veteran bike polo player who helped form Turducken 10 years ago and has since helped keep it alive.
We started playing in a really ramshackle court down in Oregon Hill, just with some dummies with makeshift mallets and bikes that they were riding everywhere.
McCormick is among the 100 or so people who are trying to keep warm, sometimes with little help from Liquid Courage, as over a dozen teams compete for a cash prize and the coveted title of Turducken 10 champions. The sport is beautiful to watch. Similar to ballet, these teams dance around on modified bikes that help manage the short bursts of speed and tight cornering required to pass the ball between one another using only mallets. Since the sport's inception about 15 years ago, companies have sprouted up to produce bike parts like wheel shields and professional-grade mallets, but one man, Zach Archibald, a Portland native who helped bring the game to Richmond, remembers the good old days.
Got some ski poles and PBR cans, and we just taped them to the bottom of them. So it was just like, if somebody moved to your town and had played bike polo, then and they wanted to do a bunch of volunteer work, then there would be bike polo.
From there, a national sport cropped up under the banner of the North American Hardcourt Bike Polo Association. Competitive teams developed regionally, and industry-wide rules and standards were created. But Turducken, despite bringing some of those nationally recognized skilled competitors, is known for adhering to the old ways.
And there's no rules. This tournament's a little more lax in what's allowed versus standard NAH-regulated tournaments.
That's Chris Barber. He's a member of SheDynasty, a Raleigh, North Carolina-based team that participates in about 8 tournaments a year. And while everyone in attendance seems to agree the lawlessness adds to Turducken's appeal, it can also be a bit hard on the body. Casey Tatum, a Richmond native and 10-year veteran of the sport, points to two long scars in her chin and reminisces about a particularly brutal incident a few years back.
Two layers of stitches right here. Reaching over, grabbing the ball. Landed face first. I was like, are you sure I can't just super glue it? And I looked in the mirror and immediately started crying. There's chipped teeth in my mouth, everything.
But you got back? How long till you played again?
Next week. I went to go see my boyfriend's band that night with a huge bandage on my face.
But beyond the lawlessness and the flesh wounds, Turducken is also known for a massive end-of-the-event meal shared by spectators and competitors alike. Giant tin pans of mashed potatoes, stuffing, and of course the titular turducken, a duck stuffed in a chicken then stuffed into a turkey, are spread out on folding tables near the center of the court. The sun has since set, but the steam from the meal can be seen via cell phone lights as people shovel food into their mouths after a hard day's competition. Nick Vaughn stands a bit taller than the rest. His team, the Means, won that day. Now they've got championship rings and a cool wad of cash in their pockets. A Richmond native, Vaughn also helps organize the event.
But yeah, we'll definitely be back. We always change the format's a little different every year, so we'll try and think of something creative and fun and just a way to keep the game interesting and fresh.
From Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.